The traditional sleepaway summer camp is a cherished childhood memory for many people. And it's a welcome break from parenting for many grown-ups who send away their youngsters. Many Northwest camp operators decided this month to cancel their summer overnight programs. In Oregon, it was a state order. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports a few others are crossing their fingers that camp can go on.
Gwen Ichinose Bagley oversees several big summer camps for the YMCA of Greater Seattle. Camp Orkaila is on Orcas Island and Camp Coleman near Long Branch, Washington. Like camp directors across the nation, Bagley clung to hope as long as she could that there be some way to hold summer camp in the time of coronavirus.
Unfortunately, with the pandemic and where we are with social distancing and group sizing, we've made that difficult decision to pause on our traditional youth overnight camps.
Bagley says in peak summer, her two camps together would normally host around 1,000 youngsters and staff per week.
There's a lot of loss there for us and for our campers. We've heard a lot about just missing camp and not being able to have that this year. So it was just a really tough decision, but we think it's the right decision at this point.
Recent guidance from the Oregon Health Authority says overnight kids' camps will not be allowed this summer, period. But day camps will be with restrictions. The Washington State Department of Health and Governor's Office are still in discussion about their guidance. Many of the oldest, biggest summer camps in the Northwest couldn't wait, though, for resolution of those talks. The Girl Scouts of Western Washington, Canoe Island French Camp, and Camp Norwester, to name a few, have canceled their entire seasons. The YMCA, Camp Fire, and others are now experimenting with virtual camp.
We are going to do a lot of exciting things in the next 7 minutes for this live experience. One of them to look forward to is the Great Caddis Fly Race of 2020.
That's from a Facebook live stream from Camp Orkaila. Some summer camps are even inviting families to gather around a cyber fire for songs, skits, or vespers.
Left foot, right foot, left foot. Have you ever seen a thing?
Other Pacific Northwest camp operators considered and rejected the virtual alternative. The director of the Christian summer camp, Camp Spalding, north of Spokane, recently told its clientele that camp, as they know it, just doesn't translate to an online format. A few summer camp operators are crossing their fingers that in-person overnight camps can go ahead by midsummer. That list includes the Chief Seattle Boy Scouts, the Camp Fire Organization, and the YMCA's Camp Reed north of Spokane. Teresa Samuelson directs Camp Fire North Central Washington, which runs Camp Zanika on Lake Wenatchee. She canceled the first couple summer sessions of 2020, but hopes her county will move to an advanced reopening phase in time to salvage most of the season for around 400 campers.
So we want to be able to give them that choice and that chance, but also make it safe. And I think that's just what we're just trying to wrap our heads around right now, how to make it a good quality experience for them, plus also keep them and the staff safe.
Samuelson plans to run the summer camp at reduced capacity and clean the cabins much more frequently. The YMCA of Greater Seattle is trying to partially replace its canceled traditional overnight summer camp with more family camp slots. These meet safety requirements by having people come to camp as a family and stay together in their own cabin. Aside from that, throughout the Northwest, there are still day camp options to help parents and kids get through the summer. Some ways day camps will be different this year. You'll see smaller group sizes and kids spaced farther apart during activities. I'm Tom Bonzi reporting.